Northumberland 89.7, committed to local news.
The clouds should clear out by Saturday. Complete weather details coming up. I'm Dan Jones with your 89.7 Truly Local News. The Aldervale First Nation is hosting their annual powwow this weekend. The theme to this year's event is Honoring Our Woodland Spirit. Saturday night will feature a live drumming contest with dancers showcasing their woodland-designed regalia. Aiden Gorvette, the cultural program advisor for the First Nation, says the powwow is about reclaiming their traditions and their culture.
When you attend a powwow, you're going to see different styles, and certain styles originate in different nations. But when we refer to the woodland style of dance, for the men and the women, we're referring to a specific style of dress and attire that belongs to us as Anishinaabe people. And it's about reclaiming that and being unique in our own Anishinaabe woodland identity.
Grand entries and sunrise ceremonies will take place on Saturday and Sunday at the powwow grounds on the First Nation. The Ontario Health Team Northumberland says it has attached approximately 550 local residents with a primary health care provider. The organization says it has successfully cleared its Priority Health Care Connect waitlist for residents who registered before January 1st, 2025. Ram Puva, executive lead for the Ontario Health Team of Northumberland, says the goal is now to get the remaining residents on the waitlist connected.
As we're kind of going through our goals of trying to attach all of our patients to a primary care provider by 2029, our main goal here is to ensure that all the residents of Northumberland County are registering for the Healthcare Connect waitlist.
Puva says the Ontario Health Team Northumberland has secured provincial funding to establish and expand interprofessional primary care teams, creating more opportunities for residents to access team-based primary care. The Northumberland Land Trust has an agreement in principle to acquire a large parcel of land overlooking Rice Lake. Lori Reynolds has signed a memorandum of understanding to donate the forest-dense land. Northumberland Land Trust Executive Director Amanda Newell says the property, to be called the Hillside Nature Reserve, has a diverse ecosystem.
The property itself does have provincially significant wetland habitat that drains into Stony Creek and then Rice Lake. It has significant amounts of interior forest, about 60 acres. So that's forest that has at least 100 meters between the interior of the forest and the edge, which is really important for certain species, especially species at risk, birds, for example.
Newell says a severance of the property will need to occur before the acquisition is complete. In sports, the quarterfinals of the World Cup start today as France and Morocco square off this afternoon. The Jays are in San Diego this evening for a weekend series with the Padres. If you see the news as it's happening, text or call the station on the 89.7 listener hotline at 905-372-2321. Stay tuned. Your truly local three-day weather forecast is next.
The Lions Club of Cobourg is a not-for-profit service club that's been active in the town of Cobourg since 1977. The Lions Club has been involved in many community projects over the years, and revenue earned is given to the community organizations and individuals who are in need of help. They also offer a complete catering and bar service, so why not think of the Cobourg Community Lions Center for your next big event? The Lions Club Community Center is at 157 Elgin Street East in Cobourg. You can reach out to them online at CobourgLionsCommunityCenter.com or call 905-372-6217.
If you're a local business looking to grow, this message is for you. Katz Media Port Hope is now Katz Marketing, a trusted local team with over 40 years of experience helping businesses stand out. Katz can handle everything from website design and Google Ads to commercial printing and large format trade show walls, banners, and outdoor signage. If you're serious about growing your business, now's the time. Visit katzmc.ca or call 905-885-9998 to start the conversation. Katz Marketing, built for what's next.
Now here's your truly local three-day weather forecast provided by Environment Canada for Northumberland County. A sun cloud mix today, slight chance of showers late this morning and this afternoon, risk of a thunderstorm, high 27, humidex of 34, cloudy tonight, good chance of showers, low of 18, cloudy tomorrow, chance of showers, high 26, sunny and 27 on Saturday. Turn to Northumberland897.ca for in-depth local news coverage anytime. I'm Dan Jones.